Let's go, girls. Yes. Hey there. Welcome to Wine O'Clock. I just airdropped something to my computer as I did that introduction and it feels right. Now, Wine O'Clock. Wine O'Clock is the way to get your weekend started right. Bron and I like to kick back and just have a gorgeous glass of Jans. James Clement is joining us for Wine O'Clock. Dix is joining us for Wine O'Clock. Diggs. Last time he was in here, he smashed a massive pot plant and it was incredible. And then I nearly bled out while we were recording. It was quite fun.
And he didn't give a shit.
He didn't give a
shit.
He
didn't even say sorry.
We've also got the goddamn fan on because it's about 36 degrees in this room. We're recording this on launch day. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. It is fun. You always reveal our secrets. I hate when you do that.
Why?
Because I don't need to know when we're recording it, but we're so excited because this is actually going to come out really soon because we're so excited to have James on the podcast.
I'm
excited. You guys are excited. That's really exciting for me. I am. And also just to date it even further, it is Shrove Tuesday, Pancake Tuesday or whatever.
is it?
It is. It's today. Yeah. Big deal.
Anyone having pancakes today?
I actually had them last night at my parents. They do it every year.
They
Mondayed it. I don't know what they're doing.
God, the culture is strong in your family.
Yes.
You better believe it.
The culture is strong with this one. How do we get an invite if we all want to get there next year?
I'll put in a good word.
Please do. Now, today on Wine O'Clock, I have found aunt quotes for love, laughs, and being there. And I want to see what you two think about this.
It is says, this like things they put on the wall, like signs they put on the wall? Fantastic.
And fun things for aunts to say or you to say to your aunt. They're
Hold
kind
on
of funny.
One second. I must know, James, does your mum have anything on the wall?
Yeah. She has like the things about if you pee on the seat, but it's in a rhyme.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I couldn't tell you specifically, but you know
this
what I mean,
fantastic.
Right?
You don't read it. You just know what's there because it's in cursive. You can't read.
You can't read famously.
That's established,
established.
So don't pee on those. I don't know.
Is it you just come out of everywhere laughing, thinking everything's funny? That was so funny what I just read. Definitely read.
Then why did you piss on the sheet?
Sheet.
I can't
piss
read.
Piss on everything.
Yeah, she hangs her laundry in the toilet. It's fine.
Okay, so this is aunt quotes from the heart first. The best way to let your aunt know how you feel about her is with a quote that comes straight from the heart. You can choose one that appropriately conveys your relationship. You aren't just a cool aunt. You're also the best friend I've ever had.
Wow.
Isn't that nice? But it's sad though if your aunt is your only
friend. If one of my nieces said that to me.
Yep.
How old are your nieces?
You'd love it, clearly.
I'd say you need to get out of my house.
You need to leave. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. That sort of stuff.
Oh, my God. What if one of your nieces nephews said that to you?
Yeah, that's pretty wild. How old are your nieces? Because, you know, sometimes the family, it's all, like, fucked up and they're, like, the same age.
Yeah, same age. No, no. Yeah, mine, I think my eldest is, she's 12 or 13.
No.
What if she said that to you? You would hate it. You'd tell her to leave.
I'd say, she would never say that to me. She's very cool.
Thank God.
She would never say that to me. She's very cool. I love her. Yeah. Okay. I've got excellent nieces, but they wouldn't, I just know they wouldn't. And if they did, I'd be like, I'm your best friend.
Yeah. This is sad. You're actually depressing the hell out of me right now.
Get out of here, Isabel.
Thank you for being the best and coolest aunt on the planet.
I like how you named her.
Yeah, she does. She needs to know to never say that to me.
What makes an aunt special? What should I write to my aunt? Thank you, aunt quotes. Proud aunt quotes. Look, what do you want me to read? I got niece and aunt quotes. They're quite nice. I love you, aunt quotes.
No, give me proud ones.
Proud ones?
Yes, please.
This is nice. I'm proud of the woman my aunt is.
What?
I want to grow up to be just like her.
It's nice.
Again. If they
imagine
said
if
that,
you said that to your aunt.
But even like the.
Just to a friend. Even saying that to a friend, you go, that's a bit sad.
Yeah. But when a younger person says to you, I'm proud of you. Actually, my daughter Olive says that to me a lot. None of the other kids do.
Says, I love you.
No, I'm proud of you.
Oh, that's nice. Is that nice to hear or not really?
What's it in relation to? What are you doing?
If a show goes well, I just went to Perth and did my Perth run and then I got back.
She had a great time in Perth.
First night was a bit rocky. I'm not going to lie.
I saw your story. Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah.
So the first night was a bit rocky and I didn't really, and then the rest of the nights were actually so much fun and I was like, great. And I got home and I said, it went really well. And Olive said, Mum, I'm so proud of you.
That's so nice.
It is really
How is magnetic as well? Like, could you want to hear that?
Yeah, I do want to hear that. And that's just
that's lovely.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, yeah, she's so beautiful.
You don't
want
her to say to her friends, going, my mum is my best friend.
I'd be like, okay.
You need to wrap it up,
we've come too far.
We've come too far.
But if my niece said, I'm so proud of you, I think that sounds patronizing.
Yeah, I'm so proud of her. Yeah. Having a drink over there. See that one having a drink over there? Proud of her.
Usually she's under the table by now.
She could have said like, Mum, I missed you. I love, just as a generic, totally. I love you. But she totally went, God, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, the second one's nice. Very different. The second one was like, why'd you go for so long?
Why are you gone for so long? Don't even remember you.
Exactly.
Who are you again?
Exactly.
What about this one? We've got jokes to say to your aunt or about your aunt.
Oh
gosh.
Why did my aunt wrap her clock in bubble wrap? Because she wanted time to fly, but didn't want it to break when it landed.
You snuck. I didn't.
Who's saying this to who? Who says that?
You say this about your aunt.
I would never.
I think it's just putting the word aunt in jokes.
You snuck one of your jokes in. Like, that's what you've done here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's happened here.
Are you doing this tonight after this?
Yeah, I'm doing it tonight. What did my aunt say when she saw a pile of pancakes?
Oh.
That's flipping fantastic.
So, again, who's saying that? Who is it for? Who are these for?
It's to say about your aunt, but it's not
it's
really
like
clear.
It's like typed in, AI, give me stuff about aunts.
Have you done that?
I haven't
is this
done
what's
that.
Happened?
No, I haven't. These
are articles. It's quicker. You could
it might be better.
What should I write to my aunt? So there's a lovely things that you can write to your aunt in a card or something.
Yeah, nice.
The role of an aunt is sometimes surrogate mother and other times friend, mentor, and advisor. You're pretty amazing and I love you very much.
It's too generic.
It's very generic.
Yeah. You're pretty amazing and I love
you very
much.
You're pretty amazing. My aunt has her own room in my own heart.
Ew, what kind of heart have you got?
Where the aunt just lives. She has all her bags out. She's got her own stuff. She's hung up some stuff on the wall.
So just like, is it just saying like you have a place in my heart?
You have a place
like
in
she's
my
just
heart,
made
aunt.
It like but architecturally sound.
Yeah. Just made it architecturally sound for an aunt.
I've just hollowed out.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Aorta.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are the four? It's got four bits.
Yes. Quadrants.
Are they quadrants? No. They're quadrants. Quadrants.
Oh, my God.
Aunts.
God.
Fun,
anyone listening to who hasn't had a whiskey sour is furious.
Yes. But you should have a whiskey sour. Why don't you make yourself a nice whiskey sour?
It's Friday.
It is Friday. Yeah. Yes, Friday. It just comes out on a goddamn Friday.
I'm excited.
So you kick back, you put your feet up, and you have a nice little whiskey sour.
I
loved making whiskey sours in lockdown, and then haven't made them for a very long time.
Is this triggering for you that we're drinking these?
No, it's fun. I haven't made them for a long time, so I didn't know if I got the measurements quite right. But I feel like that's a very drunk auntie thing to do. Not really care about the measurements.
No.
I had all the ingredients. Had egg in a can. That's quite nice.
Were you feeling it as you made it?
I was feeling it.
Then you got it.
I closed my eyes. You saw that. I was slipping and sliding all over the place.
Just next to the exposed brick.
Yeah, that's like beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Breathtaking.
So, James, are there any movies that you have reviewed on your podcast? That have had an auntie in it.
Oh, wow.
Can
Aunt
you think
May. Well,
of
Aunt
one?
May from Spider-Man is like a famous auntie. Spider-Man's parents were killed by whatever or something.
Why? How did they die?
I can't remember. It depends on the version. Sometimes they're part of a government conspiracy.
It's odd, isn't it, with Spider-Man? Because like Bruce Wayne, you always go, oh, my God, like it's always the same story. And then Spider-Man, for some reason, it's just all over the place.
It's vague. And then his uncle gets shot. So he's just losing people left, right, and center.
His Aunt May has got like a different thing in the new. Yeah, is she a bit of a spy or something?
Well, that's something they're trying to work. Well, they killed the new Aunt May recently. It was Marissa Tomei. Because normally
they're like,
look at this hideous old woman that looks after Peter Parker. But then they're like, Marissa Tomei, you know?
Hideous
and then,
Marissa Tomei.
Oh, my God, they sexed
She's
up
so
Aunt May.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Marissa Tomei is so gross.
Have you reviewed that movie a lot of times? Always Spider-Man?
I mean, they keep making it. So
I keep
reviewing it.
Give them what they want.
Give them what they want. I want more Spider-Man content.
Yeah, okay.
But
so
Aunt May would be the most famous.
Can you do that? Can you sex up an old person?
Yes,
I mean, they always
do. They try to. It is devastating when they try and sex up an aunt.
Do you know which one I like? There was a meme recently that was like, this is what 45-year-olds look like today. And it was like a picture of like J-Lo, even though I think she's in her 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
And she looks incredible.
Mm, but she was 45 at one point in her life.
Hey, you don't know that.
I do know that. Come on.
You don't know that.
Come on.
And it was like, this is what they used to look like in movies. And it was just a picture of like Steve Martin and whoever
Diane Keaton or something. Yeah, yeah.
In Father of the Bride.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, this is what they used to look. This is what 45-year-olds look they were like.
Yes. Look at this 45-year-old woman is having a baby. I think that was a sequel.
Yes.
It's like, I loved it. I think that was one of the only times that the sequel is better than the first one. Frozen 2 is also the same.
Oh, I don't know about that. Shrek 2. I don't know if I can follow you on that one, on Frozen 2.
Are you serious? Listen to the soundtrack.
Soundtrack's amazing. I'm not going to fight you on that, but I don't understand like the magic behind it, the lore of the universe. It's like the magic is weird. There's like different elements, and one of them is a lizard that's on fire. Yeah. The other is like an ice horse or a water.
Well,
ice
frozen horse. One makes sense.
I'm not saying Frozen 1 makes sense. Frozen I think it's too complicated. My wife's with you. Like, she thinks the same thing.
Frozen 2 was incredible. Yeah. The soundtrack was, I cried in some of the songs.
Soundtrack's amazing.
I'll cry right now.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Would you?
That makes me really happy. Bron cries for a bit to the Frozen 2 soundtrack.
There are no aunties in Frozen or because the parents died.
They're all dead.
Oh, everyone
never seen Frozen. You know, spoilers for me.
Okay. Oh my god!
I'm gonna sit down and watch Frozen by myself.
In all Disney movies and Pixar movies, the mum always dies.
Yeah.
It's and then sad, the dad sometimes dies.
Yeah.
But the mum is always
sometimes he's a sad dad
dead.
And he's like, I'm just trying my
I'm
best.
Just a depressed dad. Yeah.
But really it's like I'm an animator and I'm divorced and that's what's filtered into the movie.
He should become a stand-up comedian. Divorced dad's always a good at that.
Oh, my God.
That's what happened with Robin Williams when he was Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, well, there's a solution.
Yeah.
I don't know what went wrong.
Dress up as a woman and get into someone's house.
Yeah. And it made him eternally happy.
It did. He's a lovely man. And then he's very
I love
happy.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, great film.
Timeless, sure. Yeah, sometimes bits in it.
Yeah.
You think maybe that didn't age well.
Yeah. No.
But most of it, absolutely.
I love when you look back and you see this guy and his decision is, I'm going to dress up as a Scottish old woman and infiltrate my own home.
Yes.
That is wild. Like,
it is wild.
How would you even?
Yep.
Like, and I know if they made it today, they'd be like, Robin Williams has got woke and movies as.
Yeah.
There's too many trans people or whatever, but like it was in the 90s and it's so bizarre.
It is so bizarre.
And that's what I love about it.
Nathan Lane in it as well, Nathan Lane. Is very
and
good.
And what was great about it is they didn't get back together.
No.
They weren't like, oh, and
silly voices. And
she was like, oh, if you loved this family so much, you did that. That's beautiful. She was like, I thought that was very clever.
Yeah,
I
was
loved
very clever.
It.
Before, like, the ending was like, you have to stay away from us, like, legally.
Yeah.
And then you get more visitation rights credits. Yeah. And that's the movie. Yeah. That's like the end.
It's a hard ending.
Yeah.
Look, I've Googled the greatest film aunties. Aunt May is number one.
Of course.
Oh, wow. Fuck, we nailed that. So good.
Yeah. I think Sam was on that before me, though. I don't want to take credit.
Were
you? Yeah.
Aunt Lydia from The Handmaid's Tale.
She's
a real aunt biologically, but everyone in the dystopian society refers to her as an aunt.
I dropped off last season.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck about last one either. Yeah.
Aunt Martha?
What?
Aunt to Wally and Beaver. She was a recurring character on the show who only appeared in 5. What show?
Leave it to Beaver. Yeah.
Leave it to Beaver.
This is the third one.
This is number 3.
It's already gone downhill. Especially if the first one was Aunt May, who's like now some sex kitten. And the second one is Aunt Lydia, the one who just like ruined everyone's lives.
Well, you mentioned Disney films. Who you reckon the next one is?
Some kind of Snow White something?
Aunt Little Mermaid.
Bambi's
aunt.
Mother-in-law. Aunt Ina.
Bambi's mother-in-law? What are you talking about? It's a deer.
Bambi's mother-in-law. Yeah. Deers can have mother-in-laws.
Where are you reading this? Have you put this? Has AI generated
this
view as well?
This is a wonderful. I've Googled best aunties in film. And this has come up. Aunt Ina.
From what?
From Bambi.
Oh, for fuck's sake. He's still
We're still on
about
that line.
We're still talking about Bambi. Yeah. We're talking about Bambi. When you get into your head. Aunt Polly?
From?
Give me nothing when I'm right. Aunt Polly. And it doesn't give me anything.
That's a picture of a real old woman
from
1890.
Yes, and it gives me no information on Aunt Polly. Martha Bronson. Oh, we've done that one.
This is a shame.
Did you say fictional?
Yeah, fictional.
So what this means is that aunties are just universally unrepresented.
Yeah, it seems
they
that way.
And that makes me angry.
You could also look up mothers in films and then see if they've got
see their whole family tree.
Yeah,
what else they got.
True.
Does that count?
Yeah, and see if of their nieces are calling them their best friend that they've got a room in their heart.
Aunt Meg from Twister.
Twister for Helen Hunt.
Played
1997
by Lois Smith,
or something.
Aunt Meg is the elderly heart of the 1996 film about tornado chasers.
Coming back, Twisters this year, sequel.
Is it?
True, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Was the lady in Dante's Peak who threw herself in the acid lake, was she an auntie?
Oh, that, so who was in that? So there was Volcano and there was Dante's Peak. One had Pierce Brosnan and the other had Tommy Lee Jones.
The only scene I remember is this acid lake and the grandma jumping out. And,
oh, my God.
And
that's terrifying.
Dragging the boat to the...
That's a scary
one.
It was acid.
It wasn't like a volcano. It wasn't like hot lava.
No, it wasn't hot lava. It was acid.
That's too much going
on.
And
she was like screaming as she's dragging this boat. To the
and you saw that as a kid and you
I
were
saw
like,
that as a kid. Do you know what I also saw as a kid when I was about six? The Hand That Rocks a Cradle. It was Yondu's.
Was like, it just on and your parents like, whatever?
No, mum was like, what do you kids want to watch? And we were like, this, because it had a baby on it. We were like, this got probably cute.
Probably cute baby.
Terrifying.
That is terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying. Yeah. You've seen it? Obviously.
That'd stick with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I should point out there's a lot of things I haven't seen. Like people are like, I can't believe you've ever seen that. No.
I don't believe that.
No, I just mean like obvious stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a nanny that comes in. She's lost her baby. She comes in and then she kind of wants to take the baby and wants to kill the woman and take over the mother's role. Like,
that's big auntie energy.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. But if there were an auntie in their life, this wouldn't have happened.
That's true.
See, you need us.
That's what we're saying. That we're saying.
That's
we
what we're saying.
You,
isn't
you
that right, James?
Us.
Oh,
God.
Well, they need us, don't they?
You need drunk aunties in your life. Aunt Petunia from Harry Potter.
Yeah, fame. And also Vernon. Amazing actor. She's
great
a true
actor.
Detective at the moment. She's really good.
She's a really good actor.
Big fan.
Like,
big fan.
And then you got Uncle Buck from Uncle Buck. Why does Uncle?
What?
For fuck's sake, the patriarchy has done enough.
Oh,
get out of here. He's dead. And you know why? Because of this. Because what he did now. The future saw
it's
what
disgusting.
He was going to do.
Aunt Em from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah. Aunt Em. Oh, yeah. She was quite useless.
She
was on the farm at the start.
She didn't do a lot. Mm. Yeah.
Aunt Em. Aunt Em.
I like Aunt May the best. She's my favorite. And the
because she's
Bambi.
Sexy now.
She's a bit sexy. Bit sexy.
The mother-in-law.
Yeah, the mother-in-law.
We also don't know what Aunt Em did because Dorothy was knocked out for like a week.
Yeah.
Aunt Em was probably changing diapers and mopping
her
brow.
Happened?
You know?
Well, there's a musical. There's a musical idea. We could bring that back.
Yeah, there you go. It's just that side
fun.
Of the musical.
Yeah,
just
that side of the musical.
Dorothy in a coma.
Yeah.
It's a actually very quite slow. Fun. It's
Rob
very
Mills
slow.
And Mills could be in it. We get all the Australian stars in that one. That'd actually be quite fun. We could do that.
Could
yeah. But that's I guess aunties are unrepresented. So could we get a film all about aunties? That's what I'm asking right now. Could we get from that would be fun. What about like an Avengers of all of the aunties?
Oh, they all have secret powers.
Oh God. Yes. Like a multiverse and you bring them into the
multiverse.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like Aunt May, obviously.
Yeah, that's number one.
Bambi.
Bambi's mother-in-law.
Bambi. We've only got two.
Yep. Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck just in there. Uncle Buck's in there for fun. He could be like the Charlie's Angels type. He could just be on the phone. He could be Charlie.
Oh, he's in charge.
Oh, so he's in charge. Yeah, that's incredible.
In
that
charge.
Is incredible.
He's in charge, of course.
That's typical of you, Sam, to suggest that.
Yeah,
Mrs. Doubtfire, can she come?
Mrs. Doubtfire can come in. The drunk auntie that's like in disguise the whole time, trying to get back to the kids.
Yeah, it is creepy. Kinda, now, the more I think about it, it's actually
but
not
it's
okay.
Fine because it was Robin Williams.
Yeah, he was great.
Fun.
I miss him.
He was
him.
Great. You miss him every day.
Mm. Yeah. He'd be a great drunk auntie.
Oh, my God.
He'd
be great.
He would do the whole voice and everything. He would stay in character.
Yeah.
He can do any voice. That guy.
The episode I did this week, you guys, I did voices.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you did a different episode.
Yeah. That's good to act surprised, though.
Sorry, yeah. Wow.
No, because they might not have listened. So this episode comes out on the Friday.
Yeah.
The one that came out on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
I did voices.
Yeah, it was
really
great.
Very good voices. Do you do lots of voices?
I
don't
do any voices. I do Australian, then I do more Australian, which my son loves. Oh, and I do a character called Mook, who's basically Eastern European, and he talks to my kids.
Oh, that's
he's like, yeah.
Do the kids know about it, or is it Mrs. Doubtfire sort of situation? You sneaking into your own house or not? That's kind of fun. That is actually a fun thing to do. Hey, James, what do you like to do to unwind on the weekend and get your weekend started right?
Here's something boring.
Yeah.
I recently started meditating because my brain is like just
going.
And I knew like people were like, you should do it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And
I tried.
I'm like, I kind of hate this.
Yes.
And then I went and did a thing and they taught me properly. And I'm like, oh, this is actually good, which is upsetting.
How did they teach you?
It was
like a course.
They walked. Yeah. It was like they took you through
out.
Like, and it was like a mantra and whatever. I know. And I met so many anti-vaxxers. It was crazy.
Yes.
But, which
awesome.
I loved, by the way.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
That is. They
One
seem
was like, all lovely, by the way. Was like, you know, because of the vaccine, there's like people don't have enough blood now. And I'm like, oh.
Sure, I didn't know that was it.
Shut up, Honey Kerry. Get out of here.
Oh, my God. So you meditate to get into the weekend.
Yeah, you spoke. You know what it is at my age, 40? Mm. It's all maintenance. It's just like I have to, I go to the gym and I have to get enough sleep if I can. And now I got to meditate twice a day and eat like right. And I drink, but not too much.
Yes. Just
and I
got
to see certain people. And my kids have to see me socializing because I'm like I'm a weird shut in. So I want to demonstrate
the motorcycle shed at the back.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, that's where I'm at. So none of that sounds relaxing though, does it? Now that I say it all.
It does. It does.
Sometimes
in your own way.
You need to say it out loud to know how sad it is.
Yeah.
We just have a wine, we just have a Jans and
we're like, right.
What do you weekend. That's what you guys do?
Yeah. Sit up.
Yeah, I work actually all weekend.
Yeah, because you're
around the clubs. I'm out in the clubs.
She's out in the clubs. She's out in the clubs. She's dancing.
I work most weekends, but I do love when it's Friday afternoon because the vibe is nice.
Do you feel the pressure, or not even the pressure, do you want to like stay out and hang out and party? Meet people? You're like, I'm out of here. I'm going
home. Yeah, I'm finished. I work. Yeah, yeah. The shift's over and then I go. And also, when you come off stage and the like people in the crowd, you might know some of them. They want to hang out after, but they're maggot by that point, and you are not.
Yeah.
So you're like,
and they think you're like, you're fine because you did a fun thing.
Yes,
and you're like, no, that was
exactly.
I worked hard just
exactly.
then.
Yeah,
I just had to do something tonight.
I said the same thing I've said for the past 12 months, and you laughed the exact same way you did 12 months ago.
You mean nothing to me.
Fucking idiot.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love them. Thanks for coming to my show.
Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Exactly, especially in Adelaide.
You were saying also that like the people – in the last episode, I think it was.
Did I?
Definitely. Where like people, like they want to hang out because they're like, oh, I'm in town. I'm in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And you're like, I've got three kids and I work nights. Like what?
When could I hang out with you?
Yeah. It's not possible. Yeah.
It's impossible. I don't have time for friends.
Yeah.
No. So you guys are so lucky.
We're so lucky and we are goddamn blessed.
Feels lucky.
James, thanks for joining us on Wine O'Clock. Are you going to go and meditate and get into your weekend?
I already did it.
You already did it.
I got it out of the way.
Wow.
Yeah. Twice a day, by the way. It's too much.
How many minutes?
It's 20 minutes at a time.
Oh,
yeah. I know.
We're so impressed by
and the worst thing is, like, I do feel better. And I hate that because if I felt worse, I'd be like, well, fuck it. I'll just drop this. But now I have to do this forever.
Have you tried Jans though?
Jans though?
It's the, it's a wine.
Gorgeous.
It's a sparkling wine. Sam is desperate to get sponsored by them.
Yeah. I reckon we will.
Wake up, glass of sparkling Jans.
Yeah. Have a Jans to get your day started right. That's the
appetizer. Work out whether it's meditating.
Mm. Yeah, and it probably is.
Actually,
you pass out to that.
Your kids would respect it.
I think so.
Yeah.
They'd be like, he's not asleep for once.
Yeah. We love a drunk dad.
Yeah. I love a drunk auntie.
I love a drunk auntie. Have a great weekend, guys. Cheers.
Bye.